Earlier this year, we heard about a chronic shortage of services for women from migrant backgrounds who experience family violence. In Australia's most culturally diverse state of Victoria, there's just one multilingual specialist service. And it's not just women who are being let down. The men from non-English speaking backgrounds who perpetrate violence also have little or no access to support, as Jane Shields reports.
No matter how many times it's quoted, it's still a disturbing statistic. One in four Australian women report having experienced violence from an intimate partner at some stage in their life. And that intimate partner is usually a man. The most recent national survey of attitudes to family violence show that young men and men from non-English speaking backgrounds show the poorest understanding of what actually constitutes this form of violence. Yet, there's almost no culturally specific behaviour change programs available for men. In our most culturally diverse state of Victoria, the In Touch Multicultural Centre Against Family Violence is the only specialist service for migrant communities. Maya Avdabegovic is a CEO.
For those men who don't speak English or who have very low proficiency in English, there is really nothing out there for them to attend. Even if they're mandated by the court to attend, there is simply no language-specific groups. So by not sending them, by not having those options for them, there are actually no consequences for them. It is almost as the system gives them permission to continue perpetrating violence against their partners and wives.
Overall, there is a shortage of programs for men. Less than 10% of offenders have access to so-called mainstream behaviour change programs. And Maya says there's an argument for culturally specific programs that cater to the particular needs of men from non-English speaking backgrounds.
Apart from the fact that they are run in language by two bilingual facilitators, those programs are also have additional 3 weeks at the beginning of the program. And during those 3 weeks, their facilitators explore different issues that are very specific for those men, such as pre-migration experiences, migration experiences, settlement, and other factors within the cultural context.
The In Touch service runs two language-based programs, a Vietnamese group that began in 2009, and now there's a pilot program for Arabic-speaking men. It runs over 15 weeks and is led by two facilitators. One is Majid. He's an Iraqi-born father of two girls. He says he's always had a keen interest in social justice and tackling gender inequality. He wanted to be involved in the group because he saw so few services for the Arab-speaking community.
So it's very important for these sessions to be delivered in Arabic so they can understand us very well and we can understand what's behind the lines, what the issues they are saying indirectly and make them accountable for their behaviour.
Being an Arab-speaking facilitator, Majid says he's able to challenge men who try and use culture as a way to justify violence against women.
Some of the men will use their own interpretation of religious text or their own interpretation of, say, cultural codes in order to justify the behaviour they had chosen. So it is very important because we understand that, so we can really challenge that in a way and make it clear that culture and religion, they don't justify the violent behaviour.
Working alongside Majid is Farah. Also Iraqi-born, she migrated to Australia via Jordan. Farah works with the Arab Men's Group, as well as a so-called mainstream group for Australian men. She says while patriarchal attitudes are a common factor, there are some special considerations when working with the Arab-speaking men.
Some of those men who we work with do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and as we understand, sometimes people, they can't sort of distinguish that they're actually in a safer environment as they relive their violent experience. So we try to, on one hand, try to deal with their post-traumatic stress disorder, but also try to unpack how much of their protective instincts they might have had a survival need in the past, but they don't really need to act in the same manner anymore because the danger isn't present.
Co-facilitator Majid says some of the men have had to lead their families on very risky migrations through life-threatening situations. This has an effect on the way they behave once they're settled here.
So they become kind of more controlling of their families in order to protect them. This experience continues here. And they see it as a normal part of their duty. So this is the pre-migration experience kind of reinforces that. And for them, it's very hard to identify it and also to behave differently. So within the discussion, for example, when you talk to them, you try to understand that, you try to identify these kind of issues and you again challenge that.
In this context, Majid's co-facilitator Farah says she sees great value in running the program with both a male and a female.
When we sit in the group, it's very important that the men see that there is a female and a male who are from the same culture, who did grow up in the same sort of environment, and they do oppose family violence or they do view it differently. And also, when we talk about culture, we try to make the men understand that culture isn't a static thing and it actually differs from a house to another. And I do see that sometimes the Arabic speaking clients feel a bit more comfortable that, you know, I'm not against them. I do understand where they're coming from and we are here to challenge their ideas respectfully, and it's not about attacking them.
While the men are taking part in their behaviour change program, facilitators also work with the partners. Maya Avdabegovic says these partners report important changes in behaviour, often very early in the process.
From their feedback and their comments, we have found out that there have been a lot of improvements in their behaviour. In particular, the first thing that the partners can see is the change in men's behaviour towards kids, and also for them realising that it's not only physical violence that constitutes family violence, but that other forms of controlling and coercive behaviour is also part of that family violence behaviour. So those are kind of subtle changes that they can see immediately at the beginning of the program.
Group facilitator Farah wants to see more multilingual support services funded. She sees it as a critical part of any plan that seeks to end family violence in Australia.
And I think if we're tackling family violence as an Australian issue, and Australia is a multicultural country, we do need to provide the support for those culturally specific groups as well.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. That was Farah, a facilitator with the Arab-speaking Men's Behaviour Change Program in Victoria, ending that report from Jane Shields. While there's no ongoing funding, InTouch, along with other services, has secured funding to run another 15-week Arabic language program of the Men's Behaviour Change Program. We'll post a link to that on our website. And if you are experiencing family violence, you can call the national hotline on 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.